Yeah, maybe you should teshbisu first for countries, first high countries. When the mechayev the yom arishin, the hashbis, the father mitzvah say mutter. This is Rashi's shita that we learned yesterday. Rashi holds that the Gemara is asking a stira of the two psukim, that from teshbisu it's mashma that it's mutter and part of the day. So Tosis has a shverikai. They nirulari. But says his kasha, the hot tashbisu havarahi, the light siva hakasul lestarfai elalachi isura. What's the kasha? Tashbisu is mashra to burn it, and the Torah said burn it after the zman iser. So therefore, what? What's fair?
Why would you burn it at a time when it's not after?
It just like
a
touch down toilet,
so it must mean
that Sasha
and when it's
also,
which is
Yasu. The Tosis means it must mean that Tosis said Rashi said very good. Rashi said, and it's a stira, that is this a by Rabbi Yimasei, and Teshbisu is Mashi a Bernard on Yantis. What's Tosis Kashas? Rashi is very good. Rashi said the two psukim are tied to each other. So Taisa says, what's the problem? Of course Tashbisu means you burn it after the Zman Iser. That's what Rashi says, that's what the Gemara is asking, right? Rashi says, what? Who says?
Rashi.
No, Rashi says that the Gemara's Kasha was, the Gemara's answer is that the day before. But when Taisa is going on the Kasha, here's your country, that there's a steer in the tube socket. So Tosfos says, what's the problem with the stira? Tashbisu means you burn it in his mind. Is it? What do you mean? That was the whole problem. Tosfos not answering it.
Shouldn't have to burn it.
Right, this is exactly what Rashi said. Rashi said that's the problem.
Rashi says it's just saying
that it's mutter. Rashi said it must be a burner when it's mutter. Because you burn it when it's also, you have a stira in the tzupsukim. That's what Rashi said, right? So it must be a burner when it's mutter. The Taisa says, no, you burn it when it's awesome. So there is no stira in the tube circuit. So why is it, why isn't it a stira? It says by Rabbi Yamasi in his manuscript.
So it's not saying that now it's
mutter,
it's just saying that it's awesome, you just burn it during the
manuscript. You're right, you're missing in the Kuda. Because we learned at the end of this man, what? That's true, but we learned last man, Taisa said that holding chametz in order to burn it is not by Rabbi Yamase. Since the Torah says by this man is that you should destroy it, so Taisa said that holding chametz in order to burn it is not by Rabbi Yamase. That's not an issue by Rabbi Yamase. Right? Remember what we brought down? That in Yom Tov you're kaifal of kli. Why don't you have to burn it on Yom Tov? It's in the Raisa. So I said no, because holding chametz in order to burn it, masha chametz amanos levara, is not by Rabbi Yimatzai. Because that's good for what the Torah is saying by Teshbis. So this is a stump. That's what Tosfos means to ask Rashi. Like you said, but the point is that you don't have to burn a bishas heter. You can burn a bishas iser. That's Teshbis. So burn a bishas iser. Aye, by Rabbi Yimatzai, but that's good for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is burn a bishas iser. The mitzvah by Rabbi Yimatzai. On holding chametz in order to burn.
Instead of this word, they learn from. So I'm just saying that the Torah tells you to feed to and buy your life at the same time, that it must be that you're not hyper. You can't. But you don't know that until you know the sign.
Okay, but the Lamaisa Taisa is asking that this is the stira to this is the Torah to the stira. Well, Rashi held with the stira that says, Ba'i Rabbi Matze. How can it say Tashbisu? The Torah is that that's good for the mitzvah Tashbisu. There is no Ba'i Rabbi. That's Lamaisa, that's the sheet. Rashi didn't hold that way. So Rashi did it, it wasn't Sharon Rashi. Taisus who held that way, he has this Kasha on Rashi. But Taisus is the second Kasha. But I, Ima Shvois, the Amarishan Mashma Mikzas Mota, Matzach La'acholak. If from this alone you would know that you have to extend it back to part of the 14th day, so why do I need Ach? Meal, the Shashani Shapirish Bukunch was the Ach Chais. Rashi later on Hamad Aleph brings that Ach in Achas Betar is Chais, because the letter Aleph is replaced by Ches and Chaf by Tzadik. On Sishapir, Yadid Ach, Taisis means to tell you split the day in half. How would I know How much of the 14th day is Asr and how much of the 14th day is Mutar? So if Ach is just Dama Riboy, so what do I need Ach for? I already know from the series of Sukkot that I have to be Matar part of the previous day. But if Ach is Chay, to tell you exactly half a day, so then Tosfos says it's good. The Nirulami. So Tosfos argues with Rashi. Rashi learns our Gemara saying the Stira of the two Pesukim. Nirulami, the Misura, the Krokodarish, or Oig, Midiksiv Ach. What's this saying? That's an extra pasuk. The Gemara doesn't mean Hakeitan to steer in the Tupsuk. The Gemara means, why do I need Tupsukim? It says Ba'ira, now I have Chametz on Pesach. So of course I have a mitzvah to get rid of it. So Taisus is saying, Misura the Krokodarish. Our Gemara is dashing from the fact that the pasuk is extra. And from there we're going to learn out that that you push it back to the 14th day. It's a very paratisis. Misura de Krokodarish. Pasuk is extra. There are two kashas on this. One kasha which I can answer, one kasha which I can't answer. So let's start with the one that I could answer. And then we'll get to the one that I can't answer. Alright, so the kasha that the Shagas Aryeh asks, and the Nitziv, and the Rishash, all of them ask, is that how could the Re say it's an extra pasuk? That Tashbisu is extra. Kais the Ri himself, later on Chavtesam Adbeis, the same person, the Ri holds that if somebody acquires Chametz on Pesach, he does not get Malkus, even though he's being over on the lav by Rabbi Matzah, he does not get Malkus, because Taisa says, Bayimate is a lav hanitik lase. A lav which is corrected by an assay, like just like stealing. If someone steals something, it's corrected by by returning it. So therefore, for stealing something, you don't get malchus. And just like if you leave over nisar, you don't get malchus. Because leaving over nisar is a lav, but it's nitik lase of burning nisar. It corrects the lav. So the same thing, Tosfos says, if you ever buy your rabbi, you must say, if someone walks into a store on Pesach and he buys chametz, so he's ever buy your rabbi, you must say. So it's not, he doesn't get malchus, because it's a laugh, and it's a class A of Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. If you buy the chametz, you can fix this laugh by destroying the chametz. So it's a laugh, and it's a class A. So therefore, the reshita is that you don't get Malkus for owning Chametz on Pesach. Now the Rambam argues, which we'll learn, the Rambam holds that a kind of Chametz for Pesach does get Malkus. You buy and you buy Chametz that the person does get, because he doesn't hold the Lav in the Tikvah. But the Shita of the Ri himself is that the by Rabbi Mate is a Lav had the Tikvah say. So how could Taisa say Miasura the Krokodarish that the Pesach of Tashbisu is extra? They say, I don't need Tashbisu. It says, Bayu Abayu Mata. I already know how that comes. It's not extra. I need it to tell you that Bayu Abayu Mata is a lav hanitik lasei. This is the kasha that the Shagas Aryeh asks. So in the back of the Gemara, there's a pirish called the Mitzapeh Eson. Mitzapeh Eson. And he says a nice teretz. Says, our Gemara is Abaya. Right? Abaya himself in the Sefer Temura has a different sheet than Lav Hanitik Lase. In the Sefer Temura, it talks about the Lav. There's a Lav of Malayasa Vidimacha Loisa Acha. That your Truma and Maestris, your Bikurim, you have to, you're not allowed to be ma'acher them. You have to give them in the right order. Bikurim, then truma, then ma'aser. And then you're not going to give ma'aser before truma. Because then you'll be ma'acher demacha. You'll be ma'acher your truma. But le'as of demacha al kamacher. Whatever you give from your tefura, it has to be in the right order. So the question is, if someone gave it in the wrong order, what does he do? So there's an essay of tarimu. Tarimu that if you gave it in the wrong order, Tarimu, if you gave Maisa first, that the Torah says you can correct that lav, that you still go ahead and you give truma later, even though it's later, it's not the right order, but you could take truma out of order also. So the question is, does this mitzvah saseh of tarimu make malayatcha v'demacha al ta'acher, does it make it into a lacha nitik lase? That's the shayla in the Sefer Tzemura. Do we say that since it says malayatcha v'demacha al ta'acher, it says you shouldn't give it late, and then he's going to say to remove that the you could give it later. So does that make the lav into a lav and it's a class day? So Abaya holds that the only time something is a lav and it's a class day is if it's either in the same pasuk, does it mamish in the same pasuk, which it does not over there, or if the you can't be mekayim the asay only if you do the lav, like gezeila, you can't return gezeila unless you steal first. If anybody tells you he was mekayim mol tariag mitzvahs, they should call him a ganav. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah, you can't be mekayim unless you steal. If you don't steal, you can never be mekayim v'shevaitem gezeila. Or burning nicer, could you burn nicer if you didn't leave all the nicer? Not shy. So that's the lav hanitik l'asay, because the lav is the thing that makes the asay exist. The asay only exists to fix the lav. Then it's a lav hanitik l'asay. But if you have an asay that you could be mekayim without the lav, if you could do the asay without the lav, like terimu, terimu is a mitzvah always to give truma. So if you keep the kind of asay without the lav, it's not a lav hanitik l'asay. Unless it says it's not in the same pasuk, but generally that's not a lav and itik lasei. That's a bias sheet. Either one of the two makes it a lav and itik lasei. So he says. So memela. Now we don't pass like a bias. The chokim on a bias in the sefer tzemur, but our gemara is a bias. So according to a bias, Abaye is going to hold that Baye Rabbi Masay is not a lav and nitik lasei, because the asay is tashbisu. And tashbisu, you could be mekayim even without being over on the lav. You and I, we're mekayim every year tashbisu. We burn our chametz. We're not over on the lav. Tashbisu is an asay which you don't have to be over the lav in order to do the asay. So according to Abaye Shita, Bayirah, Bayimasa is not allowed in Nitik Lasei. Because this is an assay which you don't have to be ever allowed in order to do. So, what? Why is. I'll take the question in a second. Let me just. So let me theorize. So the Mitzapa Eson says, now it's very good. Lehalacha, Taisisankov Tesol, that Bayirah, Bayimasa is allowed in Nitik Lasei, and that's fine. That's Ladina. Our Tosis is explaining Abaya. In Abaya, it's attacking extra pasuk. I don't need the pasuk for lav hanitik lasei, because the Abaya wouldn't hold it for lav hanitik lasei anyway. Because Tashbisu is an independent asay. You don't have to be able to lav in order to do the asay. It's an independent asay. So therefore, it's not a lav hanitik lasei. So let Abaya, it's Miyasura the Krokodarish. It's good that the pasuk is extra. So this is a teretz on the Shabbos Arias Kasha. What I like about it, I mean, not that he needs my eskama, but like it's an added thing, we explained yesterday that this whole Abaya is anyway Shalai Aliba de Hilchus of other reasons. Right? We said that Abaya, the Mechasrim have said that Abaya doesn't hold such pieces become Vasei, even though Rashi doesn't normally hold that way, or that Abaya is going to hold that his Bayi Ra Bayi Matzei, and I was saying that. But yesterday, you had two nekudas that Abaya is Shalai Aliba de Hilchus. So this is the third one. The Tafes is saying that Tosfos is learning Abaya in a way that's Abaya L'shitasai. And it has no bearing on the halach. Right, so this is the kasha on Tosfos for which I have a teretz. Yes,
yeah,
why would
he do Tosfos? Why would?
You could do Tashbisu without being over by Rabbi Yamatzeh by burning chametz kehalacha every Erev Pesach. It the beginning of the seventh hour.
One of the things that we need is
not the return. This problem is the problem that I don't know character, which the Nitziv has. That Taisus says Tashbisu is extra. Why is Tashbisu extra? Because it already says Vayuah Vayimasa. So 1 minute. If you hold Tashbisu is Bishev Al Kasa, then I would understand that it's extra. Why? Because then, if it says Vayuah Vayimasa, I already know that I have to give it to my chametz before the Zman Nisa. So I don't want to be ever on the lav. Right? So if Tashbisu is Bishev Al Kasa, then Taisus is right. The pasuk of Tashbisu is taka extra. What do I need it for? If you have a bayirah bayimah, say obviously you have to give it a chametz. But we said that Taisus shita is that Tashbisu is a mitzvah b'chum basay. The Torah tells you, but dafka go out and buy chametz. They should dafka have chametz there, face us to destroy. So what does Taisus mean? The pasuk is extra. If it would say bayirah bayimah, say I would think I can get rid of my chametz 2 weeks before. I need Tashbisu to tell me that I have to have chametz to destroy an Arab face. So what's this saying? That it's the pasuk is extra.
So, the entire pasuk is extra, but
after the reason. But look at Taisus Lashon. Taisus Nirulari. Misur Kukurah Kadarish. Va'aid Nidik Sivach. Taisus says two things. Says the pasuk is extra. Va'aid the Ach is extra. Taisus Misama means Yisur Dekra, we learn out Yadamit. For Oid, it says Ach, we learn out Chatzais. But Taisus is saying Yisur Dekra, that the whole pasuk is extra. That's why all these Mepharshim have these problems with Taisus. Because Taisus clearly held that Taisus saying you don't need Tashbisu once you have Bayir or Bayim. Now that only makes sense if it's Bushab Al Taset. But then it's Taka true, the whole pasuk of Tashbisu is extra. What do I need it for? But if you also come back say, then you do need the pasuk.
Yeah,
fine. So we're going to say, so I have to say that Taisus is learning that Shalei the Hilchas Abaya, but that'll be true. It'll be very strange. But I was saying is that maybe La Halacha Taisus holds that Tashbisu is Kumbasei. But in Abaya, he holds, Abaya holds the Spishav Al Tasa, and the Pasuk is extra. So in when we explain Rashi, we said just the opposite. We said Rashi holds La Halacha Spishav Al Tasa, and Abaya holds the Kumbasei. To explain Rashi, we have to say Abaya is the opposite of the way Rashi holds everywhere. And L'chare to explain Taisus, we have to go Faker. We have to say that Taisus holds it's always B'kum V'asei. And Dafk over here is B'shev Al Tas. That's such a satisfying thing to do, to say that everything is backwards. I don't know a different way out of the problem. Taisus says, Nisura of the Krokodar is an extra part.
The cattle be taken on the fish's skirt, especially in Navarro.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right, because Kasha would be a Kasha, right? Yeah. So the kasha is a kasha. There's the kasha. I think he says the teretz, which I didn't fully understand. But these are the problems with Taisus shita. So it comes out that we have a lot of problems here with Abaya. And Rashi shita, we had problems yesterday. Taisus shita, we have problems today. It's not so clear how Abaya came to his maskana. The rabbi sago also labir, but al kapanim Abaya certainly came to that maskana. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Ema, the Rabbis. Oh, it says the Rabbis Arba Osel Labir. So Rabbi Kiva Ega tells you to look into the Tshuva Saran. The Gemara Shas. Very interesting Tshuva Saran. The Tshuva Saran had a following Shiloh. The Tshuva Saran had a Shiloh, and a person made a neder that he's not going to be in this and this city on Shabbos. He's not going to be in this and this city on Shabbos. And later he had Charata. He wanted to be master of his neder. that halacha is that we're not matir a neder until the zman comes. Really, you can't be matir a neder until Shabbos. Shaila was, it was shy to be matir neder earlier. So the man is done. If you make a neder, you're not going to be somewhere on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be there? When do you have to leave? Do you have to leave the last minute of Friday? Or could you stay to the first minute of Shabbos and leave the first minute of Shabbos? Follow the question. What is the neder b'chayiv you? To leave Friday? Or to leave the first minute of Shabbos? Which way?
Friday. First minute of Shabbos already in Shabbos.
But maybe the neder begins on Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos comes, I have to leave.
But you already, but once Shabbos again, you're there. So,
isn't that Tali in that the Ram says? Well, it's Tali how you learn Apar Gemara. The way, if you learn Apar Gemara, Achmayam Rishin Tashbisu Sa'ar means that when the day, whatever Yom Rishon is, the 15th and the Havani, the 14th and the then when the day comes, then you have to get rid of it. So then the Ram says it should be the same thing by a neder. The neder is not chal till the beginning of Shabbos. If you learn that after Yom Rishon Tashbisu means you got to get rid of it the last minute before the next day starts, whatever the Zman Isser is, you have to get rid of it before the Zman Isser. So then he says it should be the same thing by Nidar. So if you hold the neder starts on Friday at the end of the day, so you can be mounted a neder on Friday. If you hold the neder doesn't start till Shabbos, doesn't start till Shabbos. It's interesting how the Ran was medama, the two things one to the other. I certainly wouldn't have thought to be medama then, but the Ran, that's the truth of the Ran, every few days. Okay. That's what I was going to say, that I want to compare the two. I would have been the Dharam halacha halashim and the other. I think if you ask most people what they mean, some of them are not going to be there Shabbos, most people mean I'm going to leave before Shabbos. I think everybody.
I think that also, I'm
so it's a little strange. But no, he's comparing Shabbos to the Gemara's Havamina regarding the other. The Gemara's Havamina was that it's on Tezvah, but then Tashbisu means you burn it the first minute of the day. So listen on that, on the way Rashi went up the Gemara.
I've been another
day from you're right, the nature of the two Isurim are totally different. But the question is, what does the language imply? Just like the Torah's language of Yom Rishon Tashbisu, we understand to mean Kumbasei, which is a result of the of his, under our understanding that it's in the beginning of the first day. Same thing, we're understanding the language of the Neder to mean B'yai Marish, meaning when that day begins. It's, I think, just a dimian in Lush. No, I don't think it's the same Achleikis. Last month we talked about Chayadim's Chiddush, that you don't have to worry about a Shaykh until the morning of Rosh Hashanah. I don't think the Ram means that. I think the Ram means that even if you would say you have to worry about things before, but the touch of the neder is I'm going to leave on Shabbos again. That's the definition of the neder. On Shabbos I'm not going to be here. Meaning when Shabbos begins I'm going to go away. Otherwise it would be a different Gemara. Anyway, back to the Gemara. The aim of the rabbis lay mechamisha asul abir sakdei dechamina yamim ksiv. Yamimin leilais lai, kamash malan after mul leilais. Gemara asks, maybe it's coming to be ma'ariv the night of Pesach. So the Gemara hula yitzruch lei, the ha'iskish hashpas asar lachilas chametz, lachilas chametz, lachilas matzah. We have a hekish, all these three things together, hashpas asar, lachilas chametz, and lachilas matzah. From which psalkim, hashpas asar, lachilas chametz, it's the shevas yam asar lemati b'teitah. He called him Ahmed Shinich Lissa. Because Khamis Achil is Matzah, he said, call him Ahmed Shinich Lissa, he said, call him Ahmed Shinich Lissa, he said, call him Ahmed Shinich Lissa. And, so I know that it's the night of, I know the night of the 14th, the night of the 15th, without an extra reason. Eimel Rabbis Leil Yadalad Labiyah. Alright, so you might be Yadalad. Maybe Ed Leil Yadalad. The Yang Sid. Eimel Mitzafra. Maybe the morning of Yadalad. Ach, Cholak. That's Abayah's Shita. Ach tells you half the day, and the Rebbe tells you you go back to your Yadalad, and Ach tells you that you split the day. Top Taisis is an interesting question. So Iskish Hashpash Sarah Kilafamid Parakal Shah, Yafi Yudal, Pacham Sashas Lamaila Shubalaisa say, Rishim and Palagale, Mayakala Matila Mayla Midi, Layhukshah Kilafamid Pashbasa Sar, Shemeshashas Lamaila, Lashbasa Shabasiyam. Taisis basically says this has nothing to do with the Machais Review of Shimon later on Das Vavches. The two things are not related. Even if Shimon will be mited to the Tekish, because that Gemara is talking about a lav, and this Gemara is talking about this manis.
What was
Avamir? Really, it's a strong Avamir. If Shimon would have hold, you have to be makish, just like there, it's a lav here, it's also a lav. That was the Avamir. Which is really the Rajba's Kasha, the Kasha of the Rajba. Why not? Why aren't we makish it? Amai la yalif, karis, lashbasasar, diskashasi lafkar. Taka. Why don't we say, usually we say, ain't hekish lamechta. Usually you have a hekish and learning things out. So why don't we say that just like achilas chametz is an itzakaris, the same thing, only chametz on Pesach should be an itzakaris? The Tosfos like shver. So there are two terutzim on Tosfos kasha. To Yeshua, answers Tosfos kasha. He says there's a rule that all the surei karis are avelis b'kum v'asei, except for two, except for Pesach and Shemilah. There are two exceptions, but the Shas says all over Shas, all the surei karis are ya'eva, but the avelis is a nice avelis, like being boyo meishasish karis, doing malach on Shabbos karis. The avelis and avelis done b'kum v'asei. Only surei karis are averus that have a konvarsay. Only chametz on Pesach is an avera b'sheva al tasa. If someone owns chametz, hashbisul. Someone owns chametz on Pesach, it's an avera b'sheva al tasa. So an avera, unless the person went and bought it. Now the normal way of the avera would be b'sheva al tasa. And since the normal way of the avera is b'sheva al tasa, so therefore, we're not marbekaris. Even though we have a hekish, we're not marbekaris from a place where chametz, which is eating chametz, which is a lav, to tashbisu, which is a sheval tas. That's the same issue as tas. Chutz b'Pesach u'Milah. Pesach u'Milah have only two averes. What? Right, that's the Sheval Tasa, or for not doing Bris Mila. Yeah, but Taisus is not asking a Karm Pesach. Taisus is asking, let's learn Tashbisu from Achilas Chan. Right? Taisus is asking, let's learn Tashbisu from Achilas Chan. So, Taisus said, no. Now, there is Joiva, but Sheval Tasa, you can't learn it. The Arsameach says what? Well, Tais doesn't answer. You mean what Yeshua is saying instead? Tais is by Shrek. Yeshua is saying this terrace, that Tashbisu is an Aveira that you're over the Sheval Tasa. And the Meila, it's not certainly by Yerah, it's an Aveira of the Sheval Tasa. So the Meila is not his. For cars. A very sure that we shove our past, so we don't give people cars. The Sameach learns a more kolistic eteritz. The Sameach is really goes on the Gemara on Hamid Beis. It's in, I think it was Paragimel Halacha Dalet. No, Paragimel Halacha Gimel, sorry. And Hilchus Chametz U'Matzah. And the Sameach tells Avek Yisrael, which can answer a number of things. He says that the Isser of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimaseh, of not owning Chametz, is a Doraisa Dika Siyog that you shouldn't come to eat. It's a very unusual thing. Usually Daraisas we don't say are Siyag. Siyag means it's a Drabah. So Yeshua, the Arsameah says that Baal Yira and Baal Yimatse is so that you should not come, it's a Siyag, you shouldn't come to eat it. Isn't this a Baal Yira, Baal Yimatse? And it's a Pasuk. We mentioned Beis Hamikdash. It's Shivas Yom Sarli Mati Bibateitem Ki Kol Eichel Mechmetis. Look at the Pasuk. It says, look at the Pasuk. Okay. 7 days, you shouldn't know Chametz. Ki Kol Eichel Mechmetis. Because otherwise, you might come to eat it and you get caught. So Sameach Yisrael is that Bayira Bayimati is a harchaka that the Torah obligates you to be machik in order to not come to an Issachar of Achim. So what does that help to emphasize the kasha? He says, every time you have a siyag means a harkaka. The harkaka is always less chomer than the aveira itself. Because it's an aveira of karis. So you shouldn't come to the issur of eating chomer, which is karis. We make a siyag. We make a safety around it. Don't even own chomer. That thing which you're doing as a siyag, you shouldn't come to karis. The karis. So the siyag is always a protection. So the Sameach says that that's pshat in this hekish, it's not a real hekish. It's actually the hekish is to matzah. But the hashpas hasar and achilas chametz, that's all one one thing. The hashpas hasar is you shouldn't come to achilas chametz. Now we're going to learn this Sameach again in Mitzvah Shem and Hayom Beis. We'll get into the bigger arichos that the Sameach has. But and on that Beis Amid Aleph, I mentioned it briefly in the first Taisus. So hopefully we'll get to it a third time in Hayom Beis next week. We'll be able to learn then inside and kind of the idea. But this does the math, you say. Alright, there's something I wanted to go through regarding this sugi. This sugi is all Hilchos Erev Pesach. It's not Hilchos. Telling you that it's of Erev Pesach. I wanted to go through the differences, primarily to touch on one between Erev Pesach and Pesach. Even if it's a Maskaniyat, I'm telling you now, Shulay Rabaya and Rabbi Shmuel and Nachum Ben Yitzchak and Rava. On Erev Pesach is an Issa of Chametz. However, there are a number of differences between Erev Pesach and Pesach. The most important one is the Issacharis. There's only an Issacharis on Pesach if someone eats Chametz. If a person eats Chametz on Erev Pesach, there is no Issacharis. The Gemara later at Chav Chesam at Beis learns this out of Psukim. That the Lefnei Zemanai, there's no Issacharis. That's the main chiluk. A second chiluk, which we discussed yesterday, is that according to the Shita Saravis, there is no Baal Yira Baal Yimatse on Erev Pesach. According to the Rambam, we said there is. So according to the Rambam, there's not a chiluk. But according to the Ravid, there's no Issur Baal Yira Baal Yimatse. There's a third, very important chiluk, which has to do with understanding his sight in Hilchos Chametz. There's a halacha that Chametz b'Pesach is also b'Mashal. That on Chametz, I think you're all familiar with that, what does it mean Chametz is also b'Mashal? That if you have a pot of, you're cooking a pot of chicken soup, and a mashal of Chametz falls in, the smallest crumb of Chametz falls in, so all the food and all the food in that, all the whole pot of chicken soup gets thrown out. If a piece of chazer would fall in, it would be buffalo b'shish. Somebody's cooking chicken soup for Shabbos. By mistake, a piece of treifus in the veil of fell in. So it would be buffalo b'shish, or if the milk spritzed into the chicken soup. So it would be buffalo 1 in 60, you'd be allowed to eat the chicken soup. Most Jewish women would throw it out anyway. But the halacha is that it's mutter, it's 100% mutter. As a matter of fact, Alpi, the Bnei Yisrael says in Bnei Yisrael and Chaydish Av, that if you have flesh in which milk was bottled like a b'shishim, you should bedavke eat it. You should bedavke eat it. It's Nitzaitis Shem Nitaru, the ma'ilat eat it. You can't go mehoma naked if you're not a cook plus mechala. But you're not being about with lachem. But it's definitely mutton, no question. The chametz is also the mashum. The smallest mashum that falls in the mouth. Why? Why is chametz more chametz? It's not also min ha'tayra. There's no din d'oraisa. The chametz is also the mashum. Min ha'tayra chametz is basa b'shishin tirmanim. It's a din d'rabbanan that chametz is also the mashum. What's the reason? So in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says chametz is also the mashum. The Taz brings down the Machlekes Rishayim. Why? The Mordechai and the Rosh say that since chametz is an istakaris and like the Dili Minei, it's something you're used to all year. People are used to coming into contact with chametz. So for these reasons, Chazal chose that to be more machmir by chametz. And they said, since it's in a sakaris, but like bedili minei, we're going to ask her for mashu. Make an extra special hachaka that people should be mashu on every little crop. That's the shita of the Mordechai and the Rosh. The shita of Rambam is that chametz is a davar shiyesh lai matir. Now let me explain to you what davar shiyesh lai matir is so you should understand. Those of you who learned Yerodaya, learned Siman Kuf days. Any Isser, which if you wait, Yesh Lai Matirin, the Isser will come off later, any such Isser is not possible to Shisha. The Dav Shesha Matirin, it's not possible. For example, in the Gemara's case, Beya Shanolda B'Yantif. Chicken lays an egg on Yantif. Normally on Yom Tov, you can take an egg and cook it. You can take a raw egg and cook it on Yom Tov. But if you have an egg that was laid by a chicken on Yom Tov, that's Noimad, that's Mukta. And such an egg, you're not allowed to use. Let's say the chicken laid an egg on Yom Tov, and that egg got mixed into 60 other eggs. Got mixed into a bunch of eggs that you had from beforehand. And you can't recognize which egg was laid today and which one was from before Yom Tov. L'chayra should be bottled to shishin. It should be mutter. So we say no. It's a davar shiyesh lai matirin. And since if you wait till after Yom Tov, the egg will be totally mutter. Because the bayish and other b'yantiv is only asar on Yom Tov. So a davar shiyesh lai matirin, achilu be'elef lai bottle, even if it gets missed out in 1,000, it's lai bottle. The Rambam says, why is chametz b'pesach b'mashul? Why is it aser? It's a davar shiyesh lai matirin. Chametz yichwait lef the Pesach. The iser of chametz b'pesach, at least this is the right of chametz b'pesach, is only on Pesach itself. After Pesach, the iser comes off. So it's a davar shiyesh lai matirin. So a davar shiyesh lai matirin is not bottled on Pesach. That's a good cash. But wait, this is the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is that it's a davar shiyesh lai matirin, and the neila, it's not possible on paper. So we have a machlekes, two shittos, why chametz is the mashum. Either because it's a davar shiyesh lai matirin, or the Mordechai holds and the Rosh that it's not a davar shiyesh lai matirin, it's also because of the chumrah of karpos. Now, the first question we have to ask ourselves is why does the Mordechai hold that it's not a davar shiyesh lai matirin? Achayu the Rambam is right. Part of the Rambam is right, it's a davar shiyesh lai matirin. So the Ramah in Yerodaya, in Siman Kuf Beis, those of you in Yerodaya, you'll go back to the last Ramah in Yerodaya, Siman Kuf Beis, says that what is the machlekes, the Mordechai and the Rambam? Machlekes is an iser that has a heter. But later the iser will come back. It's an iser which will become mutter. But later, next Pesach, this will come back again. It'll never become totally mutter. Is that a davar shiyesh lai matirin or not? The Rambam holds it's a davar shiyesh lai matirin. It'll become mutter after Pesach. The Mordechai says, no, it's an iser that'll become mutter. and it's chayzali yisurai. Next Pesach, the issa comes back. Never became totally heter. So therefore, it always has a shame issa. And the neila, but the Mordechai, it's not a davar she'esh emet.
Yes,
oh, good. I want that. Let me tell the Mordechai says. But this is the machlokes of the Mordechai and the Rambam. The Mordechai says that a davar she'esh emet that's chayzal yisurai is not a davar she'esh emet. And the Rambam holds it is a davar she'esh emet. So in the shiurim, in the yeshiva world, they usually attach this to what we discussed yesterday from the Brisker Rav. That the Mordechai means that this is called Isura all year round. The Chametz is called Isura Bala all year round. It's called, it has a Shem Yisr. Chametz all year round. It's not Dovah Shesha Matir. You're allowed to eat it during most of the year. 51 weeks a year, you can eat it. But the Shem Yisr that Chametz has, it has that Shem Yisr all the time. So being that it always has a Shem Yisr all year round, so it's not called a Dov Shem Yisr. It has the Shem Yisr. It says in the Torah Chesed, the Tshuva Torah Chesed, it's the Kagman, nor the Achman. So he says this Hezber, that it has a Shem Yisr. That's how the Mordechai holds. And Rambam says, no, the Dov Shem Yisr. So this is a Machlokes, it's Tupshat, and
yeah.
So the reason they way they explain it is we see the Torah was very machmir on this issue. You have an issur achilu, which is karas. So the Torah held that chametz is a worse issur than the veil. It's a worse issur than the chazan. So if chametz is a worse issur than those, let the drabbana make an extra hakaka for this issa that father is soon. For this curse, we'll make this hakaka of this amash. But the rabbana still made a hakaka. The rabbana made a hakaka that people should know. Yes, people, everyone knows. Chametz is more common. Yidden are very machmir chametz. Why? Because we have this impression that chametz is. You know, people put milk and meat next to each other in the refrigerator. But you're allowed to do it. They're closed containers, right? You can put. But no balabasta is going to put a Pesach tikka food and a Chametz tikka food right next to each other in the refrigerator. Because we know that we're more machmir on Chametz than on the Shari Tzur. Alright, let's go through some nafkaminas. It's a very geshmaka tshuva.
Before Pesach
is the nafkaminas. There's a nice tshuva in the Teretz Chesed. He happened to catch on to this. Yeah, he has a number of tshuvas on this topic. But if you look in the Teretz Chesed, in the first chelik, tshuva chaf ois beis, he goes through, I think, six nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Mordechai. Gabi, Yisurei Pesach. The Chametz B'mashehu is an Yisur of Dov Shishem Atilin, like the Rambam. Or if it's because of the chaymer of Issachar. Let's go through a few of them, and then we'll get to what's nogea to us. One nafkamina, he says, is chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha, we had in the first Taisus, in the Mesechta, Taisus brought that chametz nuksha is not an Issachar. It's also, you have to get rid of it. But chametz nuksha, which is chametz that's not edible, hardened chametz, there's no karas on. So, is chametz nuksha does it atav a mashu or not? It's a question. Is chametz nuksha atav a mashu? So, can you finish for me? According to anybody, the chametz nuksha atav a mashu. So, according to the Mordechai. No, why? What's that? One at a time. According to the Mordechai, why would we makli it's a mashu? Then it's a karis. So obviously, chametz nuksha, which is not an issakaris, is not us of a mashu. Good. According to the Rambam, why is chametz us of a mashu? Because it's a davar she'esh ematirin. So here it's also a davar she'esh ematirin. The chametz nuksha is also on Pesach, but it'll be mutter after Pesach. So Mimela, it would still be Asa B'mashu. It's still Asa B'mashu. Even
though it's not Karas.
Even though it's not Karas. Because the Rambam holds that it has nothing to do with Karas. Another Nafkamina would be what happens if you have a Sufik Mashu. What happens if you're Mesufik, if a Mashu Chametz fell into the place of the Sufik Mashu? What's the din? Why would you say it's a Sufik Mashu? So let's see. According to the Mardukai, the Rabbanu wa Machmir, Ta'as a Mashu. So now it's a Sufik to Rabbanu. Sufik Mashu is a Sufik to Rabbanu Makuba. Sufik to Rabbanu Makuba. So according to the Mardukai, a Sufik Mashu would be Mutter. According to the Rambam, the Dovah Sheh Shematirin, the halacha is, by Dovah Sheh Shematirin, we don't say Sveika Makula. We're Machmir, just like we're Machmir, Dovah Sheh Shematirin, we don't do Bibul. A Sufik Dovah Sheh Shematirin is also awesome. So if it's a Dovah Sheh Shematirin, then you have to be Machmir. The truth is, even by Svek Sveika, the third Nafkamina, by Svek Sveika, by Dov Shesha Matir, we're also Machner, Achat Chilah. And by Yiddish Adrabana, we'd certainly be Mekel, by Svek Sveika. The third Nafkamina he brings down. But the Iker Nafkamina is, what is the din of Chametz, Mashu Chametz, by Erev Pesach? If a lady is cooking Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, she's cooking her whatever it is for Pesach, and an Issa Mashu of Chametz falls in on Erev Pesach. Is that us or is that not us? According to the Mardukai, what should be?
There's no Karas.
We said there's no Karas Erev Pesach. So according to the Mardukai, on Erev Pesach, there's no Issa Mashu. Only on Pesach itself. According to the Rambam, it's still a Davi Shesh HaMatirin. Even on Erev Pesach, it's a Davi Shesh HaMatirin. And the Ma'ase sits off. So it comes out a tremendous nafkamina between the Rambam and the Mardukai ben Egeya Erev Pesach.
Why?
It is. It's only chal. Why not? On Erev Pesach, I'm not allowed to eat it, but 8 days from now, I'm allowed to eat it. So there should be Dov Shesh HaMatirin. It has a heifer. Instead of eating it today when it's an Isser, why shouldn't I wait till after Pesach and eat it then? So it comes out a tremendous nafkamina between the two shivas. So now, if you take out Shulchan Aruch HaRakhali, Simen Tzuf Mem Zayin Sif Beis, it says that Chametz Be'erev Pesach is Batal B'Shishim. And there's no machlokes, the Mechaber is Saisim, that Chametz Be'erev Pesach is Batal B'Shishim. Zatam Magen Avram, and here we see, we pass in like the Mardukai. From here we see that we pass it like the Mardukai. So far it's a good raya. That we pass like the Mardukai, from the raya is Chavitz, because we pass the Chavitz Be'er Pesach as Batal B'Shishim. If you learn Yerodeya Simen Kuf Beis, the Shach Paskins, or at least appears to Paskins, like the Rambam. The Taz brings B'Shem HaMarshal, and the Marshal Paskin like the Rambam. So it's a very big kasha. According to this, how are they going to explain the Mechaber, and how can they say we pass like the Rambam? From Chametz Be'erev Pesach, it's L'chayra Raya, that we Paskin like the Rambam. Smagen Avraham's Raya is a very strong Raya. The Shach tries to say a Teret. Those of you who are not here today, you should take a look. It's too complicated, I think, to speak out today. But the Bir Alocha, if you take out the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Tufnan Zayin, it's based, the Bir Alocha brings down the Shach. Very important Teret, he says, and he disagrees. He says it's a Chesed Zayin. So that Lamaisa, we pass that to Mordechai. What?
He
brings the Shas Teretz, if you want to look it up.
Oh, the Shas Teretz, why?
On how we can pass it like the Rambam, how are you going to do it this Machab? Yes. But anyway, bottom line is that these are two shittas, important shittas, and the prashtas is that from Erev Pesach is a raya that we paskin like the shittas of Mordechai, that chametz the Erev Pesach is not also b'mashu. There's another nachemina. If you want a kasher kelim for Pesach, if you want a kasher kelim for Pesach, can you kasher on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Right? Some people want to kasher bechers, they want to use for Pesach. Most people nowadays have separate kelim for Pesach and for Shabbos. I think 30, 40 years ago, certainly 50 years ago, it was much more prevalent to kasher. People used to kasher because they were people who were so wealthy to have kelim. And people are surprised nowadays. I tell people, so kasher it. Really? You know, people are surprised you can kasher things for Pesach. But, you know, because Baruch Hashem, most people have separate kelim. But, I'll tell you a nice story. I had a Baal Tshuva who came, when he went to, he was a college boy, he went to Israel, and he fell into Esh HaTorah, and afterwards he was Esh HaTorah for 2 weeks, and when he came back, there was a time when Esh HaTorah had my address. They give addresses in America for boys who come back. But before I had a big family, they used to, my house was one of the addresses. Now my house is Shabbos table, I'm busy with the kids. It's not a place to talk about philosophical discussions, but I'm busy breaking up fights between two kids. It's hard to figure out why Hashem created the world. But so this fellow came to my house, and he came back. He was trying to be Makarvis, his mishpacha. He told me that his great grandparents were from. Grandparents went off, and his parents weren't from it. And he came back right before Pesach. And his whole plan was to be involved with his family. So his family agreed to make Pesach. They agreed, you know, they had a son who came from, they agreed to make Pesach. They told their son, but you know, they have a set of dishes, of Pesach thicker dishes. Their great-grandparents, who are from, gave them, as a matona, a set of Pesach thicker dishes, they have Pesach thicker dishes that they want to use. It had sentimental value to them. He told me the problem was, his parents didn't have separate milchus and fleishik. Everything they had, they had one set of dishes for all the sample places. So how you can use the dishes? I come with, you know, it's a problem, especially dishes. How you can use them. It was a problem. So we were discussing it, and it was going back and forth. Well, into our discussion, a certain point came out. He said, "It's a funny thing. My grandparents bought my parents' dishes for Pesach. They bought them glass dishes. Couldn't figure out why. Why did they buy them glass dishes?" I don't know why they bought them glass dishes. Because glass, you don't have to cash, according to many Rishonim. It's a very funny thing that the great-grandparents were hoping, you know, somewhere down the line that they gave them dishes that should at least be kosher. And so many years later, when it came to the great-grandson who became from, so glass, we kasher glass. I mean, most of us are machmir not to kasher, but mikra din, you can kasher glass. Kasher is a question, it needs kasher. So Yeshua Hashem Karafai, and it was glass dishes, everything changed. It was a shot you could trust and become the Pesach dig, or Milchus Nefleishik, right. It's just an interesting thing how it became. Today, this young man is an assistant rav in the shul, the first Orthodox synagogue out in the section of the Hamptons. So, things worked out nicely, but it's nice how it worked out. Anyway, this is just a side story, but the main nachemina is, can you kasher kelim on Pesach? You should know you can't kasher chametz tikka kelim on Pesach, because chametz is also b'mashu. Even when you kasher a kelim, the bliya comes out. That bliya asks the water. You can't kasher. You're going to kasher a chametz tikka spoon. You put it in the water, it makes the water chametz. You can only kasher kelim at a time when it's also bottle the shishin. So whether you can kasher kelim on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, according to the Machaber, the Magen Avraham, who passed in life the Mordechai, you could kasher kelim Erev Pesach after Chatzos. According to the Shach, who passed in like the Rambam, you cannot kasher kelim after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. But this comes out tremendous nafkamina in the halacha of chametz bePesach achachatzais. This halacha of itamashahu. The Ramah adds a second nafkamina. Those who have time, Tufnam Zayin Sif Beis, Machabes is this nafkamina. The Ramah's second nafkamina we'll discuss tomorrow. Also tomorrow, I'd like to get through the rest of the Yomid down to Rava. So please make sure you learn the Azad the Fowl. You should at least learn a few lines of Rava. And.